Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Vicki Castor with the Knoxville Community Chorus to talk about their upcoming holiday performances. The Knoxville Community Chorus is holding a couple of holiday concerts later on this month. Talk a little bit about these concerts that you're going to be holding.
Okay. Well, we do this every year. Been doing it for over 35 years. It's just a group of people from Knoxville that gets together and practices. We start practicing in September for the holiday concert. And we have two concerts this year. And the first one is December 12th at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at 7 o'clock. Our second one is December 14th at 3 p.m. at the Knoxville Middle School Auditorium this year. We're excited about that because it's been a long time since we've been at the Middle School Auditorium. So we're hoping for a big turnout that day. And also we do cookies and punch and coffee afterwards to thank everybody for coming. But this is something that we do every year, and we do it twice a year. So we're happy to invite the community to come out and support us.
And you mentioned that you start this in September, so how often do you guys practice for this, and how often do you get together before you actually do the big concert?
We usually practice once a week. It's usually for a couple hours, and we have a wonderful director. Her name is Cynthia Thill for the Christmas concerts, and then we have a couple accompanists that put a lot of time and effort into it and go through songs and decide what we like that year and what we don't. And so, yeah, there's a lot of time that's put into it, and everybody puts in a lot of time, you know, of singing and stuff, and so it's always fun.
How do you decide on the songs that you decide to sing?
Well, we have the director and the accompanists to get together, and then the officers get together, and we just go through our songs and what we have, and some new songs if we want to order anything, and we just go through it, and it's always fun because it takes us, you know, an evening to go through it. And we either say, oh, yeah, that sounds good, or we haven't done that for a long time, or, you know, something like that. But it's always fun to go through and just see what it is.
What are some of the songs that are new this year that are going to be coming up?
Well, my favorite one is 12 Groovy Days of Christmas, and it's totally different from the 12 Days of Christmas, and so you just have to come and hear it. It's exciting. And then we do some originals and some oldies, like Somewhere's Christmas Tonight is an oldie. We do Gloria in Excelsis, and Snow, Snow, Snow is another one that we're going to be doing, and Sing to the Lord, a Marvelous Song, and then we're doing Christmas Calypso. So there's quite a variety of what we're doing, and some are really, you know, flowy and ballroom style, and then, like I said, the 12 Groovy Days of Christmas is kind of fun, and then we have some instruments this year that'll be playing with it as well, so it'll be fun.
How can people find out more information on how to get tickets to this? How does that actually work?
Well, we're a nonprofit, so we don't charge tickets. We do take an offering, and that just goes back into supporting the concert for the cost of the concert. So if you have it to give, that's fine. If you don't, we still want you to come out. It's free. So that's how we do that.
Any other information you want to let people know in regards to the Knoxville Community Chorus?
Well, we sang at the Festival of Trees out at the Marion County Park, so that was fun. And then, of course, we sang during Living Windows at Iowa State Savings Bank. We sing there every year for the Living Windows, so that's always fun. And then we have a couple other projects maybe that might be in the works for nursing homes and whatnot. So, yeah, we try to get out as much as we possibly can. And then we also have a spring concert, and we'll start practicing probably in January sometime for that, for the spring concert.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to Vicki Castor with the Knoxville Community Chorus for joining us on today's program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.